It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down.
Well, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Darlene Kvist, licensed nutritionist. And I thank each of you for listening today. You know, we're broadcasting live at the Minnesota State Fair. And joining us today is a very nice group of people. Hi there.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
So later on, I want you to come up and ask your nutrition questions, right? So I brought along a couple of experts, two wonderful experts. And joining me today is Wendy Kate Stanzer. She's a registered nurse, a nutrition counselor, and has been working with me for a long time. And we also have Cassie Wienus, a registered dietitian, and she's been working with us for how many months now?
Year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Whatever that
time
makes.
Goes fast.
It
so,
does. And,
so,
our little boy has been growing up while we're working.
Oh, my gosh.
We saw him today, and he's twice the size. That's great.
He might show up here later.
So welcome to the State Fair, everyone, and keep your questions handy. We're going to ask for them later on.
Well, we're really happy to be here at the State Fair. We're not going to talk about State Fair food. I wonder why.
That would be
I
mean.
Wonder why.
Well, because most fair food contains trans fats or high fructose corn syrup. We wanted to talk about something a little more serious, and what would that be?
Well, before we get to that, you guys know that the topics of trans fats and high fructose corn syrup are going to come up at some point. They always seem to.
They always do.
Yes. In fact, I was just 2 weeks ago now, I was at the Orono Public School Systems talking to a wonderful group of ladies, and I think there was a couple gentlemen in the crowd too. And the topic was not trans fats and corn syrup, but I did have questions on that. And then last week I was at Eden Prairie Public Schools, and questions came up on those two topics too. They're just so prevalent, and especially moms are concerned about those too. So
now, wait a minute. Are you saying the school systems are actually having conversations about eating healthy?
Isn't that fun? Well, I was there giving topics kind of as they're getting back to school. They were all there for some in-servicing, and so we did a food mood presentation and nutrition for memory and health. But I was so excited that we were in
wonderful.
There talking about health. Right, because they're feeding our kids, so
great, fantastic.
But, you know, our topic really today is about eye health. And, you know, it's how you can keep your eyes healthy and avoid cataracts, avoid macular degeneration, dry eyes, floaters, all those things that people seem to have as they get older, or even sometimes when they are young, they have those things.
Did you say avoid?
Avoid.
Because I think most people think that that's not avoidable.
It's, yeah, it's, it
but
looks,
it is.
It is avoidable, isn't it?
I think
it?
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to note that societies that eat less sugar actually have less vision problems.
So does that mean the ones that eat the most sugar have the most vision problems?
I bet.
And would that be us in America, do you think? You know, one of the more common eye problems when we talk about eye health is cataracts. And in really simple terms, for those of you that don't know what cataracts are, it's when a cloudy film develops over the front of your eyes. And worldwide, actually, cataracts are the number one cause of blindness. Now, I think most people in our society think that if you get cataracts, that's just a normal part of the aging process. And a lot of people here in America think that if you get them, the only way to address them is to have them surgically removed.
And I personally don't believe that it's part of the aging process.
I don't either.
You know, we believe, and actually research actually tells us this, that our food choices has a major influence on whether we develop cataracts or not. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And we know that diabetics tend to develop cataracts frequently, and diabetics tend to run high blood sugars. When they have high blood sugar levels from eating too many processed carbs, or again, not being able to metabolize them because of their insulin resistance, they create free radicals, which actually damage the cell membranes of your eyes.
Right.
So you know, sometimes...
That's not a pretty picture.
It isn't. You know, and I kind of picture these free radicals as like little spikes or little wheels going out and damaging your cells.
Yeah, they can go all the way into your DNA.
Yep. And so that's what we're talking about, people. It's like, and we really are saying high blood sugars, high sugars, high sugar.
Right, right. And so I think some people, when you think high sugar, you're thinking of hard candy or the donut with the frosting on top. But just step back and think about it a little bit more. What does high sugar mean? It's those carbohydrate processed foods, too. So if you're doing a lot of cold cereal for breakfast in the morning, or if you're eating a lot of pasta, potato chips. My mom was here to visit. She brought her big box of microwave popcorn. All of those things turn to a lot of sugar in your body, and that means damage.
Or for someone special that's sitting here in the audience, it just could be the Coke and the candy bar that you're having in the middle of the afternoon.
I wouldn't know who that is. We're not going to pick on anybody, are we?
My husband is glad he's not back yet because he might be getting picked on too.
And so we know that some older people that don't cook any longer, you know, they have cereal for breakfast. They'll have cereal for lunch. I know my uncle in, when we went out to take care of him in Boston, he would have his cereal for breakfast. And then he would go to McDonald's, and they had two of those apple pies for like a dollar. So every day he would get that and a cup of coffee that he filled half full of sugar. You know, and then he'd come home and have a sandwich, and so he was eating lots of sugar. They'll eat. It's easy. It's simple.
Yes, it's simple.
Easy. Sugar for breakfast, sugar for lunch, and sugar for dinner. That was a Freudian slip.
Oh, yeah. A lot of sugar. And like you said, it's easy in America, I think, especially to overdo it on the sugar. I've had a couple of college students recently as clients at the office, and it just always brings back memories when I hear the stuff they're eating.
Popcorn,
bagels,
mac and cheese.
Bagels. Yeah. I was the bagel queen, and girls are still doing that, or pasta. And for me, I graduated during the height of the high carb, low fat, so pasta, no fat. I could eat all I wanted. Or frozen pizzas. That's a big thing when you're in college. And when you look at those frozen pizzas, usually, if you look at the nutrition facts label, just two small pieces is about 12 teaspoons of sugar. 12
sugar
teaspoons.
In our pizza?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh. And not exactly. Yeah. Hard to picture, but that crust turns into sugar. That's a quarter cup of sugar that you're pouring down your throat, and that means a lot of free radicals are getting created.
So that brings us back to those two most damaging food ingredients. High fructose corn syrup, which is in pizza.
And you find all that in pizza, don't you?
And of course, you're going to find trans fats there. And both are free radicals. And they actually go in and damage the cell membrane. So, you know, if you get this bad sweetener, this bad sugar, high amounts, and the bad fats, you know, you get down to the most basic level, your cell membrane, and it ends up getting damaged. And that's how your eyes get damaged.
So how can you slow down the formation of cataracts? Well, we can avoid high sugar foods. We can pick our drinks carefully. We can have water instead of soda. We can actually limit our alcohol because of sugar content of alcohol. And then we want to avoid those harmful fats, those refined oils, those hydrogenated fats, and those partially hydrogenated fats. Very damaging for our eyes.
But let's not just talk about the things we can't have, because that gets kind of depressing. What are some things that we can eat? I can hear Dar's voice in my head right now. Vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. And right now is a great time because the farmers markets are open. There's tons of great things to pick from. Spinach, carrots, tomatoes are ripe right now. I have those at my house from the farmers market, and they're delicious. Brussels sprouts are really high. All these vegetables are high in something we call antioxidants, and that protects our body from those damaging free radicals. And then, of course, a little bit of fruit throughout the day might not hurt either. Those have antioxidants as well.
Now, you know, we don't make this stuff up because we really look at research. And there's some research from the Harvard Medical School, and under the direction of Dr. Walter Willett, and he has lots and lots of studies. And he found that foods high in lutein decrease the risk of developing cataracts. And we get lutein. Where would we get lutein? What kind of things might we get? Ha ha! Got you on the
spot.
Well,
ketchup. I want to say. Right, I want to say. But didn't Heinz do a good job? Didn't you guys see all those commercials of marketing that ketchup has lutein? Well, yeah, but you're getting the high fructose corn syrup too, so don't go there.
But the old.
And it is not a vegetable. Right.
No. But it is, you know, so we know that tomatoes, they do
tomatoes.
A good, yes, tomatoes.
Tomatoes are a good source.
So the researchers, they followed 77,000 women. And, of course,
that's
this was
a lot of women.
This is the nurses' study, you know. It's always the nurses' thing. And they found that the women who ate spinach and other greens had about 20% lower risk of getting cataracts. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's that spinach and tomatoes.
Green leafy vegetables.
Yep.
So, if I eat spinach, which is high in lutein, cooked in butter from grass-fed cows, which is high in vitamin A, and then I'll throw in some almonds, which is high in vitamin E, and I have a small steak from a grass-fed cow, which is high in zinc, I have just cut my risk for developing cataracts, and I've had a great meal.
Yeah,
with
I'm
real
coming
food.
Over for dinner.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Can we find that at the State Fair?
I don't think so.
What
well,
stand
maybe.
Is that
Who
at?
Knows? We'll have to open up our own stand, huh? You know, when you think about the things that Nancy was just mentioning, the vitamin E, the vitamin A, zinc, and then vitamin C is another one. These things are great antioxidants. And I mentioned before that antioxidants protect our body from the damage that free radicals can cause. A couple of more antioxidants would be lutein. Dar mentioned that. And then you might not have heard of bilberry before, but that's another very powerful antioxidant. All of these things come from eating real food. Now, if you have a few too many visits to the State Fair and you're not eating so healthy, you might want to consider taking a supplement because you can get each of these antioxidants in supplement form too.
So kind of, you know, as we look at your eyes and your eye health, the bottom line is if you eat too many sugars and too many trans fats, you're going to probably have some eye problems. So, ladies, I think it's time that we should probably take a break. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, a company specializing in therapeutic nutrition. As nutritionists, we see many clients who complain of dry eyes. And a dry eye often stems from a lack of vitamin A. So we would recommend a teaspoon of cod liver oil. Remember, grandma, mothers, they used to have people doing cod
liver
oil?
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah. And also taking fish oil, omega-3 fish oil. You know, about 3,000 milligrams of omega-3 is very beneficial. And drinking 8 to 10 glasses of water and no soda. So if you have questions today, I want you to come on up to the mic. Or if you are at home and want to call us, our number is 651-641-1071. Thank you. I got it right. Okay. We'll be back in a minute.
First place. I don't support the team. I can't take
Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're broadcasting live today at the Minnesota State Fair. We're on Machinery Hill, right across from the John Deere dealer. And I'm glad to be in this spot. My dad, back on the ranch in North Dakota, thinks John Deere's the best tractor ever made. And my husband actually sells John Deere equipment, so this is really appropriate.
And I learned to drive at age 7 on a John Deere tractor, so
perfect.
I guess that's our connection.
I want to know, do you yes. still drive like you're on a John Deere tractor?
Probably.
Some days.
Well, it's kind of nice that John Deere is still going strong, and I am too.
Wonderful. Well, we have a lot of callers, Dar, why don't we just jump right in?
Hi, Mary. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I have a friend who works for a prominent food company in the Twin Cities, and I got into a debate with him about high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
And,
why would you want to do that?
Well, he's trying to tell me that there's no proof that high fructose corn syrup is any worse for you than sugar. And I felt like I knew I was right, but I didn't have enough to back myself up.
Well, actually, recently...
You are right.
You are right. And actually, recently, I attended a lecture given by someone from the FDA, and I honestly can't remember. She has a PhD, and I can't remember her name, but she was very clearly explaining why high fructose corn syrup causes problems for us. And one of the things that she actually said was that our bodies, it's almost like it doesn't recognize it in the same way that it does sugar, so that we don't secrete the same amount of insulin and it doesn't bring that blood sugar down. So it continually stays high and damages our cells. And the other thing that it does is because we don't get that insulin release, we don't know that we've eaten something. And so then we just keep eating and eating and eating. And that's mm-hmm. how she explained it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's many, many different pathways. But we do know, don't we, ladies, that as we have increased the amount of high fructose corn syrup, what has happened?
Obesity.
Obese, more diabetes.
And it's
heart disease. Syndrome X.
Yep.
Obesity, heart disease, diabetes.
Well, and I think we could even say arthritis. My mom was recently in Europe, and when she was there for 11 days, never had to take her pain meds for arthritis. And I said, Mom, it's because you're not eating the high fructose corn syrup. They don't allow it in the country.
That's right. So, Mary, you were right. And I don't know, I mean, how, you know, people, of course, people that work in those industries, they don't like to hear this because, you know, it's their job. And we understand that. So,
right.
But
well, thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Keep having those conversations. I love it.
So let's take another caller, unless somebody here. We'll take another caller. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us?
Yes. My dad was just diagnosed with cataracts, and what is that, where he can see around the outside of his eye, but not the middle? Is there any way of if I change his diet now?
Yes.
Will it correct it?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes, yes. I think it will. You have to bring down that level of sugar. I mean, you have to bring that carbohydrate level down. You have to get them off of trans fats. And you have to do more vegetables, right?
Right.
Yes. And
some of that lutein. Let's get some antioxidants in there. Let's get some fish oil.
Fish oil, vitamin A.
Zinc.
Zinc. I mean, all those things. Yes. You can actually reverse these, or you can stop the progress. I mean, it's hard for people to believe that food has that much power, but it does.
Yeah, it does. We see it over and over and over again, don't we?
And yeah. Do you think somebody like that, maybe because they're already at that stage of degeneration, could use a product that would give them a therapeutic value of some of those antioxidants?
Yes, I do. And I think, I mean, we have a
wonderful supplement. Isn't it called Eyebright?
It's called Foresight.
Foresight. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's a great product.
Yeah. Foresight, yes.
Orthomolecular formulated that product, and it's a great product to putting in the antioxidants that our eyes actually need.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you
for the
call.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And let's see. Cindy, let's take another phone call. Hi, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today?
Hello?
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, hi. I love your show.
Thank you.
I listen to it 7 days a week.
Oh,
yeah.
I couldn't keep up.
Well, I've got a question about sugar in protein shakes. And
say that again?
Sugar in protein shakes.
Okay, little noise out here today.
And if I make a protein shake with just fruit, and I do, I mean, it's just fruit, is that too much sugar? I mean, if it's natural fruit or frozen fruit, that's not...
To me, it depends on how much fruit you're putting in.
Uh-huh.
And if you've got a beginning of type 2 diabetes. If not, you know, you can probably put a cup of fruit in pretty easily.
But not bananas.
Yeah.
Not bananas.
Not a cup of bananas.
No.
Oh, how come not bananas?
Because they're very high in sugar.
Very concentrated. Okay. But I like to put just a little bit of banana in because it does give it some
of
the sweetness.
But a little bit, yes.
But yeah, but then round it off with some other fruits.
Okay. So it's not considered too much sugar then?
No, it isn't. Not at all. You know, if a person is diabetic, they might have to be a little more careful with the fruit, but otherwise it should be just perfectly fine.
And berries, I think, are great because they are lower in sugar. So.
And high in antioxidants.
Right. Thanks, Cassie.
Right.
So does anybody in the audience have a question? Come on up.
Okay.
Great.
Oh,
fantastic. There's a mic right there, isn't there?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Karen.
Hi, Karen.
And I've got a question about the benefits of coconut oil, coconut milk, organic shaved coconut.
Okay.
I love it, and I'm starting to use a little more of it, thinking it was so bad before. So I guess I'd like to know the benefits.
Benefits of coconut.
Great question. We could go on and on and on about the benefits of coconut oil.
Go for it,
Karen.
Wendy.
Well, it's antiviral. It's antibacterial. It's antifungal. They actually did, it wasn't a study, but it just happened by accident because back when coconut oil was trashed, a bunch of hog farmers bought up all the coconut oil because they were going to fatten their hogs and take them to market. And so these wonderful farmers fed these hogs all this coconut oil, and the hogs became extremely lean, and they all lost weight. So you can pick up a, so they didn't use that very long. So coconut oil is really a lot of things that you look at now. It really does help us lose weight. It helps us heal those cell membranes. It supports our thyroid. It supports our women's hormones. It's wonderful. I love it. And it tastes good.
Yes. Tastes good.
Yep.
So we had another person that came up with a question.
This is from the audience somewhere. I have a slip of paper. What do you think about agave nectar in place of sugar? I get that question quite a bit, actually.
It's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Well, I personally, we use it a little bit at my house. I think just a teaspoon and a little bit of whipped cream, it works well. Or if you want to sweeten up something just a little bit, you don't need very much.
I think a little bit is the key there. I think people do
always
tend to overdo it.
Always with the sweeteners. But I have another story about the agave. My husband actually spilled some accidentally behind the kitchen table where we couldn't see it. And it sat there for a week, and there were no ants in there at all. So it's not sweet enough for ants. So
that's interesting.
Or it must have some anti-ant stuff.
Evidently. Maybe your house is sealed up really well.
No, not at all. If it would have been sugar, there would have been ants there. So.
Well, I think we have to take a quick break again. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition, brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness, an organization specializing in life-changing nutrition education. You know, when we come back, Cassie and Wendy will share times and locations of upcoming classes. So today, if you have a question, call us at 651-641-1071.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was
welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We are very excited to be offering 12 different locations this year, 12 different times, for our signature six-week weight and wellness series. And I've had the opportunity to teach it a couple of times, and some of the wonderful comments that people come back with after having taken this six-week course is just so inspiring to me. I've had people say things like, this class has changed my life. Several of my clients have told me how they've been able to decrease their cholesterol numbers. Another common comment I'll hear is that my energy is so much better. Another one that comes to mind, my thinking is so much clearer. Any come to your mind after you've taught that class?
Oh, I mean, just countless things. It's a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful thing to be part of and to be with a group of people for 6 weeks. And they say things like, you know, I'm not moody anymore, or my memory has improved. And I'll never forget the little lady that came to Wayzata because her neurologist had sent her because she had Alzheimer's disease. And by our fourth week, and she came in, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this lady's driving. I had to help her fill out her paperwork and everything else. And so she took the class. She started eating good fats, good food. We gave her some DHA and a couple of other things. And by the fourth class, she came back and said, Wendy, first of all, I was shocked that she remembered my name. Yeah. And she said, I have my life back. I have my life back. She said, my friends are all coming up to me saying, Gladys, you're back. You're back. And she said, there were whole days that were black holes. I could not remember them. And she said, my life is back. I can't wait to get back to my neurologist and take my test over again.
Food
now
is
very powerful.
Now, that's
amazing, and
powerful.
We're talking about eyes today, but that's someone's brain.
Yes, mm-hmm. that is. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. Yep. So we have a lot of classes starting, and we have them starting in St. Paul. Where else?
St. Paul, Maple Grove.
Burnsville.
Is there Chaska?
White Bear Lake, Woodbury, Eden Prairie.
Wayzata.
Yep, and we have both Burnsville. Daytime, and we have evening classes.
And you're teaching the one in White Bear on Friday, is that right?
Friday morning, White Bear. Love it. Great class. And these are truly life-changing classes. And again, we don't make this stuff up, do we, Dar?
No, we don't.
And we can pretty much guarantee you that you will feel better at the end of 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Go
ahead.
So why don't you do a really, really good thing for yourself this fall and jump into one of our classes? We promise you it will change your life and probably several other people in your lives, too.
Probably.
And to find out more, you can call our office, 651-699-3438, or you can always check out our website, It's www.weightandwellness.com. That's all one word, .com.
So I know that we had someone here that had a question for us today that's sitting in the audience. You know, we're live at the fair.
You can be a superstar. Somebody, well, did they leave? They went to get a corn dog.
Okay.
Shoot, that was their question, I bet. Is it healthy?
So we do have Patty on the line. Patty, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question? Hi, Patty.
Oh, yeah, sorry. About 2 years ago, we got a hot tub, and things went well until about a year after my husband started getting dry skin, and we thought he was reacting to that, but even though he hasn't been in it anymore, he still has some patches and itchy drying, and I'm wondering if there's anything you can suggest nutritionally.
Sure. I mean, I think make sure that he's drinking plenty of water. That's kind of the first level.
Right.
And then making sure that he's eating a lot of healthy, good fats, you know, butter, olive oil, olives.
Right.
And for supplements, anybody want to?
Yeah, well, I would start with, definitely I'd start with fish oil. And then we have a wonderful supplement for skin called GLA.
Okay.
Which, you know, really try some of that's great for dry skin. Those
yep.
those two things, fish oil and GLA, would be where I would start there.
So,
thank you.
You know, that GLA is an omega-6. It's an activated omega-6 that really helps for dry skin and dry eyes, too.
So yes, it does.
If you're having dry eyes, it would be mm-hmm. beneficial for both.
Oh, okay. Is that the same as, like, he does have some red eyes?
Yes. And, you know, it sounds like he needs just more fats, more fatty acids, you know, cod liver oil, those kinds of things. And
okay.
I bet his symptoms will go away.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for
and
the call
and maybe
he can
get back in the hot tub.
So thanks for the call. And, you know, before we went on all these breaks, we were talking about the bottom line is, you know, if you want to keep your eyes healthy, you probably have to cut back on sugar or almost eliminate it. And also, I think the other thing you have to really cut down and eliminate is trans fats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So what are we going to eat? Well, we know that people eat lots of dark green leafy vegetables and yellow vegetables, as well as food with lots of vitamin E, can reduce their risk of developing cataracts.
Yep, and there's research to back that up, too. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition just this year, 2008, reported that people that were taking higher intakes of vitamin C, which is one of the antioxidants that we mentioned, or if they were getting a combination of some of those antioxidants that we mentioned on a regular basis, they were protected from developing cataracts.
So, you know, another very serious eye problem is macular degeneration. And a lot of people seem to be experiencing macular degeneration now. And it really is a very serious problem, and it leads to blindness, lots of visual problems. And again, it's probably the result of free radical damage, similar to what causes cataracts. It's, again, what is that? High sugar, high trans fats, all those things, again, leads to macular degeneration.
One of the things that brings up for me, Dara, is I like to explain it to people really simply, is what you have in your hand and what you're putting in your mouth, is that increasing your inflammation or is it decreasing your inflammation?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I think we really need to start paying attention to, you know, to connect the dots between what we put in our mouth and our health, you know, and we can mm-hmm. find clinical studies, you know, that show us that nutrition does definitely make a difference. One study is by taking 160 milligrams or more of the bilberry extract and eating a cup of fresh blueberries each day. I'd sign up for that program.
Uh-huh. I've signed up for that one.
Yes. Plus, taking some ginkgo biloba extract and zinc can actually help halt. We said halt the loss of vision.
So I've been taking in a lot of blueberries this fall. Mm-hmm. They're,
oh,
great,
they're great,
right now.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Yep. So you know what? We have to take a little break here. You're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. And when we come back, I want to introduce you to two very special little girls, my granddaughters. We have a willow out there and we have a cedar out there.
Beautiful name.
And it is Willow's birthday today. She's a big 6 years old. Yay.
Woohoo!
And you know what? We've actually ordered a special gluten-free birthday cake from Mad Woman Foods. And Mad Woman Foods is on 4747 Nicollet Avenue South, and they have a beautiful chocolate birthday cake for Willow today, and it has no gluten, very low in sugar.
And no trans fat. No trans fat. You would not believe how good those cakes taste.
But it's got pink flowers on it. So,
oh, cute.
So stay tuned to Meet the Girls. We'll be right back.
John? Okay. Welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We are live at the Minnesota State Fair today discussing how your food choices may be damaging your eyes or may be keeping your eyes healthy. And we want to make sure that they're keeping your eyes healthy. I just want to mention two additional classes on September 12th. We are teaching a two-hour class, Foods for Healthy Focus Kids, Thursday morning in Wayzata. That's September 12th. And Friday, September 13th, is Jumpstart Your Metabolism from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., also in Wayzata. And those classes are only $25, the best deal you're going to find all fall. And now it's time to meet Willow and Cedar.
Hi, Willow.
Yay.
Hi.
Say hi to the people in your microphone.
Hi.
Good job.
And Cedar, can you say hi, everyone?
Hi.
Okay.
Very good.
Now, Willow, I know you have a lot of food allergies because you just told me that a minute ago. And I want to know, what do you eat when you're at Grandma's house? Tell everybody.
Healthy stuff.
All right.
Good answer.
Did you pay her to say that, Dar?
No, I didn't.
And we do know that you feed her healthy stuff. And, you're having sweet potatoes
Cedar,
today.
Do you have any food allergies?
No.
Well, say that loud. Do you have any food allergies?
No.
No.
And Willow, do you have any... Do you have any food allergies?
Yes.
What do you have? What kind of food allergies do you have?
Chicken eggs, wheat, gluten.
Gluten? Yeah.
And cow.
No.
Cow? No.
No.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh.
You know.
And
nuts.
Seeds.
And nuts. Seeds and nuts. Yep.
And what happens when you eat one of those things like a chicken egg? What happens to you? Do you remember?
Do you get itchy? Do you get itchy?
You forgot what happens because you haven't had
them
for so long.
Because you don't eat those, yeah.
Mom doesn't give those to me anymore.
That's why we got that.
Oh, peanuts
and
too?
Peanuts.
What happens if you eat a peanut?
I break out.
Okay, say that aloud now.
You break out?
Yeah.
Yep.
I break out if I eat a peanut.
Okay. Good job. You are good with that microphone.
And Cedar, I've teased you a little bit about being allergic to what? What?
Nut.
I've teased her that she likes her juice.
Oh.
But her juice is like a quarter of a cup to a whole big glass. So we water it way down.
Yep.
So I've teased her that she's allergic to juice. But she really isn't allergic to anything.
But that's wonderful.
That but we, you know, so what we did is we packed up a few sandwiches just in case someone might get hungry. But we have gluten-free bread made with almond meal from Mad Woman Foods with some nice meat on it. And then we don't have to worry when we're here in case we can't find anything that might be healthy.
Right, right. You're prepared. And that's key to eating healthy is
preparation.
Coming prepared. But I do think there are some stands that are gluten-free, so you might have to kind of seek those out, too, or have gluten-free options.
I think that's a possibility. So, Willow, do you have anything else you want to say to the people out there? Do you want to tell them anything? Do you have any nutrition thing that you want to tell them? So, do you say, Willow, tell me about the clown. Do you remember the clown?
The bad clown gives us bad food, even bad stuff.
And who might that clown be?
I don't know.
So, Wendy, do you know who that clown is?
Are we not going to say
no,
it?
No, do you know who that
is? Ronald.
Ronald.
Is it Ronald or not?
Yes.
At the Kids Museum, I found a statue of it.
Yeah, at the Kids Museum, she found
it. Oh.
Yeah, right. But it's a bad clown, isn't it?
Yes.
Here, tell everybody.
The The bad clown gives you bad food.
Yep.
And bad maple syrup.
Oh, even bad maple syrup?
That's right, because they have pancakes at that bad place, don't they?
Okay, girls, I think what we're going to do is turn the mics back to Wendy and Cassie. So
say goodbye.
Thank you.
Good job, girls.
Happy birthday, Willow.
You're welcome.
So we'll get back to eye health here.
Okay.
So we, in fact, before we do that, we actually have
Should we take a call?
Okay. Yeah. Kay, welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Hi, Kay.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a question about the pro bono that you suggest for bone health.
Yes, okay.
And I am being treated, and I have been for a number of years, for hypothyroid.
Mm-hmm.
I take medication. And unfortunately, it's medication that diminishes the health of my bones. So I was all excited when I learned about pro bono. However, it has soy in it, which I do not react well with. Have you any suggestions?
I think that it has an ingredient that they take from soy, but we haven't found that it actually interferes in any way with people. I think it's one of the things that maybe we could try. You could try and see, but it isn't actual soy that's in that product. So, you know, it's you know, but so I guess
we have had clients that have told us they're allergic to soy and have went on it and been just fine. It, I think the company has to cover all their bases and
right.
make sure they disclose that. But like Dar said, it's not actually soy.
It's like a bioflavonoid that they take from the soy. But, you know, we recognize that everybody's body is different, and
yes.
so we always say, try it and see how you feel, because if it doesn't feel good to you, then you can always bring it back, and just we just refund the money right away. So.
Okay? All right. Thank you very much.
All right. So, ladies, should we take one more caller?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to Dishing Up Nutrition. You have a question for us today? Kelly?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I do. It's about my mom. She just found out she has high blood pressure, but all the other stuff you guys might want to know is that she just found out she had Parkinson's, so she's now on medication for that. She's on medication for restless leg syndrome. She's on a sleep thing for sleep apnea. She drinks Diet Coke all the time.
Well, that's the first thing that has to go.
I know. We keep telling her all these things.
Well, you know, maybe if she would come in and sit down with a nutritionist and not have her daughter telling her.
Yeah. She doesn't really take too kindly to that.
No. And it's just like, it's the same thing if you have a teenage daughter.
Yep.
They don't want to listen to mom, and mom doesn't want to listen to daughters. So, you know, it's just kind of like, it's a good idea just to bring her in, because she has a lot of health problems, and,
yeah. and I think
really
she could manage some of them if she did the right things.
We totally agree with you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just like there's no use fighting the battle. Let somebody else help her through those steps.
Uh-huh.
That's what I would recommend, because you know, there's so many things she has to do.
There are so many things.
Yes,
I agree with you.
It's not
simple. With the high blood pressure, that's a new thing. And she just had to go to the emergency room, basically, because it was so high. And that's just been this week. So is there anything to try to focus on for that?
Well, certainly getting off the diet pop.
Right.
I mean, that's the first thing.
I know. It's horrible.
And, you know, also I think that to maybe take some magnesium and some fish oil. I mean, those are the things. Get off of sugar. I mean, those are the things.
She's on both of those, but I just
she's taking magnesium. Right. If you can take, Dar always says, you know, you can take all these healthy supplements, but if you're not eating right, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, that diet pop is creating a lot of damage.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So thanks for the call, and I think we really need to take a break. So you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. You know, if you want to avoid cataracts or macular degeneration, then it may be time to change your food choices. You know, we understand if you want to protect your eyes, reduce your risk of having cancer, avoid diabetes, not have a heart attack or a stroke, you need to know what to eat, and then you need the support to make the best choices. Kind of just what we were talking about.
Right.
So that's what therapeutic nutrition is all about. And all three of us, and you can probably feel it, we're really passionate about our topic, and we're really passionate about helping people feel better. And we'll be back in a minute.
Oh, you love me now.
welcome back to Dishing Up Nutrition. We're having a great time at the State Fair today, and we just want people to know that we will be back to answer your questions after the show.
Yep, we'll be right out there.
We appreciate all your support, and please keep listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. It's something we absolutely love to do, and we love all of our callers and all of our people that listen to the show.
We do.
You know, we've talked before about increasing those green leafy vegetables, but I'm going to say it again. If you're trying to slow the progression of macular degeneration or cataracts or just to protect your eye health in general, it's really important to increase the amount of those green leafy vegetables that you're eating. So things like kale, spinach, mustard greens. Also, some of you might not realize that legumes like kidney beans are high in some of the nutrients that will protect your eye health. And then sweet potatoes are a food that is so packed with nutrients.
And that's one of Willow's favorite foods, so we're having it for her birthday.
Oh, yay. Right. I want to come over. Sweet potatoes and chocolate cake. My favorites, too.
And blueberries.
And blueberries. And blueberries. We haven't said this word yet, but here's a good Scrabble word for you. Flavonoids. That'll use up all your tiles, huh? Flavonoids, really big word. Those are substances that protect our eye health, too. And blueberries are high in flavonoids, so are blackberries and cherries. And then if you find foods rich in vitamin E and vitamin C, remember we said those are antioxidants that protect our eye health. So things like avocados, cantaloupe, again, go to the farmer's market.
And actually, to slow the progression of macular degeneration, avoid alcohol, don't smoke, reduce your sugars, no trans fats, and no refined oils.
And remember, is food creating your problem?
Or is it the solution? So thanks for listening today. Happy birthday, Willow.